fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
On this episode, we're going to talk about what happens when you submit a price to somebody, then you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh shit, I forgot to include this. Tim, we've all had this moment, right? You submit a price to somebody and you say, oh crap, what am I going to do? I forgot to put the flex capacitor in there. Am I done? Do I go on witness protection? Do I hide? Do I never answer the phone again? I mean, Tim, what do you do? What's happened to you in this situation?
Well, I can tell you what I did do, and it served me well until it didn't, is like, well, it's okay. I know I didn't quote enough over here, but I can make up for it on this phase of the project so I can hide that money so it really won't affect me. I don't suppose that ever happened to you.
No, I never mess anything up. Never.
Right. So look, we all do it. We all quote a job and we think we're all that. And sometimes you don't even make it to your car or to your truck and realize, oh shit, I forgot something. So Greg, what in your world, I mean, you're a GC, so you have a lot of different things going on. You have subs and stuff like that. You must see this all the time because you get a lot of working parts.
Yeah. So it's kind of a little bit different. Like the customer side, I have forgotten stuff that's like blatantly obvious. And, you know, I've had to call up the customer and we'll talk about that too. But, you know, on the other side of that, on the way that I felt as a customer from, you know, dealing with vendors is I've had situations, and this kind of, you know, woke me up to it more, is I've had situations where I felt like maybe my vendors to get the job didn't have certain things in there. And then all of a sudden I was getting change orders that we never talked about. And that bothered me because it wasn't so much about the money, Tim. It's just feeling like I got bamboozled.
Right. So with me, Greg, I only have to worry about my messing up because I'm not subbing out. So I have to worry about just Tim. But you're saying you have other companies. So you have your plumbers, your electricians, and your tradesmen and stuff like that. So you have to watch your pricing. Then you have to babysit them because if they come to you, well, just say your plumber comes in and says, well, we weren't figuring the fixtures or we weren't figuring the doing plumbing the attic or whatever we're going to do. That's one price. But when he says, well, the electrician comes in and says, well, I never thought we wanted power to, I don't know, to add a charger for their electric car in the garage. It's additional. It's like, but it was in the agreement. So they missed it. So now you have your facet, you have them, and then you have these two people. So the price changes greatly, really fast if you miss something. So you have to, my idea was something has to be said because I mean, at the end of the day, I like eating steak. I don't like eating cornflakes. So if I bid a job, I want to make money on it. I shouldn't have to give my things away. So how do you, I mean, what do you do? You're not eating the loss. So what are you doing?
Yeah. So you address it with the vendor, but I mean, I think most of us out here are probably dealing with customers. So let's talk about customers, right? Let's talk about if I forget something on my bid, I got to call the old customer. I can't send a text. I can send a text to say, hey, do you have time to chat? But I need to call the customer up and have a really uncomfortable conversation. Have you ever had to do that, Tim?
Dude, I lose sleep over it. Of course. I have. And it's horrible. And you know what the thing is, Greg, is it was like an old adage I was told years ago. It's like, you don't keep on going back to the well. You make one trip. So if you're making that call to the client and there's a change that has to be made in pricing and it's wicked uncomfortable, you don't want to have to do it twice. So make sure you get your numbers right when you go back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tim, when we started this journey together with the Battleground and the Contractor Fight, and learning all this stuff. I had a lot of head trash with doing this, and you know, it pops up every now and again, but doing the role plays and everything that we've done preparing us for it, it does make it a lot easier to have these uncomfortable conversations with people. And a lot of times, if you're doing this right and having this transparent, you know, transaction, for lack of a better word, with customers, they're obliged to help you. You know, you're asking for help, and they will.
Yeah, totally. They get it. They get it. But you can't go in like some kind of bonehead and saying, you know, oh, there's this and there's this and there's this, and then 2 days later they're back at the well asking for another check to be written. You just go there. You tell them the truth, man. I just totally blew it here. I mean, there's ways to get them to be on your side and realize that, yeah, we're human. When, you know, we just make mistakes. Greg, you know, the honest and upfront conversation, just to say it, just to be able to have the courage to have that conversation, it speaks volumes of credibility and integrity with me when somebody comes to me like that. No matter what, it just is. It happens. And I honestly, as a consumer, I really want to help that person succeed, because, first of all, I mean, they understand the contractors are in business to make money, and they are real people. They have families, and people know that. A comparison about Greg, something kind of funny comes to my mind, is as I grew up in an Italian household, I thought the communication was all right between my mom and dad. And my dad's passed now, but my mom's still around, so I hope she's not hearing this. But my dad confided in me when I was a young lad that my mom made this tremendous sauce. It was dark. It was just awesome. And she made meatballs, and my brother and I, we just loved her meatballs. And she'd buy the Italian sausage at a local Italian store, the meat. But she made the meatballs herself. And my dad confided in me that he never liked her meatballs. All my life.
Wow.
All right. So whatever, they were married, I don't know how many years, 50 something years, 40 years, whatever it was, she'd say, you know, we have sauce once a week, and she'd say, what would you like? He'd say, I'd like to have one meatball and one sausage. He would never tell her he didn't like it. He would still eat it because he didn't want to hurt her feelings. Right? So, I mean, in you know, hindsight, I'm thinking about how funny it is. I don't know if my brother knows, but I'll have to tell him before time gets away from me, because I think it's a funny story. Yeah, just to disguise that. So here he is gagging down a meatball he doesn't like rather than...
Wait a minute, though. You got to be careful with the spouse, though. You know?
No, you know, yeah, I get, you know, there's feelings involved. I totally get that. But you know what, dude? I've hidden behind so many things in my relationships in the past, and I look back at how minuscule and how they really didn't mean anything, but they were so blown up at the time that you couldn't change it. We're talking about something. Don't let it blow up and get in your face. Get in front of it. If there's a problem, call it out. Get get your cards in order. Get everything in order. When you present that to a client, it's easy. You know, look, Bob, I've got some bad news to share with you, and I hope you don't get mad at me, but these numbers I gave you, I've got a problem with them. I really feel embarrassed about talking to you about it. They're going to be helpful. They're going to appreciate you that you'll be honest with them, and you're not flim-flamming them, right?
Yep.
So.
Yep, no snake oil here.
So totally, guys, just be honest with people. Tell them the truth. And have those awkward conversations that, honestly, it's so liberating. It's so free. It feels so free after you do it. So don't hide, guys. Be honest with customers. They'll appreciate you, and they'll have a better relationship in the long run. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.